Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Is Coinbase ticker symbol COIN a good stock to buy now? Welcome to Global Value. In today's video, we're performing a fundamental analysis of Coinbase. We'll look at it through the lens of Warren Buffett's investing framework. We'll look at six key financial metrics before we figure out three different fair values to understand what Coinbase is worth in today's stock market. Plus, I'll share a special bonus that could be the deciding safety factor when adding Coinbase stock to your portfolio. Right now, Coinbase trades for $245.75 per share. In its most recent day of trading, it's down 6.56% alone. But when we go back to April of 2023, Coinbase is up 295%. They're one of the best performing stocks in the last year, easily beating the market, even though it's up 26% over this time. However, when we go back to when the business was listed just over 3 years ago, Coinbase's stock is down 18.8%. They've dramatically underperformed. Today, Coinbase trades a huge $200 above its 52-week lows. This still comes as they trade nearly $40 below their 52-week high. And how big is Coinbase? Right now, they have a $59.5 billion market cap. Coinbase is Cathie Wood's biggest stock, making up 13.66% of her portfolio. Right now, she owns 8.6 million shares worth $2.11 billion, and she first bought the business in the second quarter of 2021. Since then, Cathie Wood has bought six more times and sold Coinbase on four occasions. Her stake in the company cost $1.46 billion, and it's netted a gain of around 44% so far. Today, there's only one super investor who owns Coinbase, and that's Samantha McLemore of Patient Capital Management. She's a prodigy of Bill Miller, and even as a small percentage of her portfolio, it's been a home run investment. It's worth noting both Wood and McLemore have been trimming in the most recent quarter. Now, getting started with metric number one, we want Coinbase's average return on capital to be above 14%. Over the long run, it's a company's returns that really drive its stock performance. That's why we can build in some margin of safety by looking for return on capital numbers that are twice as good as a normal business. Coinbase did very well in 2020 and 2021 on this front. They earned very stellar returns on capital as the markets they served really surged forward. But Coinbase is a business that lives or dies on the whim of cryptocurrencies. It had hugely negative returns on capital in 2022, and these are negative in 2023. Still, when things are averaged out, even though they've been nowhere near this in an average year, Coinbase earns 5.2% returns on capital in a given year over this time. That's an X on metric number one. Founded in 2012, Coinbase is the leading cryptocurrency exchange platform in the United States. The company intends to be the safe and regulation-compliant point of entry for retail investors and institutions into the cryptocurrency economy. Users can establish an account directly with the firm instead of using an intermediary, and many choose to allow Coinbase to act as a custodian for their cryptocurrency. This gives the company breadth beyond that of a traditional financial exchange. While the company still generates the majority of its revenue from transaction fees charged to its retail customers, Coinbase uses internal investments and acquisitions to expand into adjacent businesses, such as prime brokerage and data analytics. Now that we understand the business in more detail, let's see if it's been growing. Next, in metric number two, as a capital markets company, we want to see that Coinbase's revenues, net incomes, and cash from operations have been increasing over this time. It can be harder to make mistakes investing in a growing business. This is all or nothing. Coinbase, on the back of the cryptocurrency boom, has seen a skyrocket in their total sales. In 2019, the company only had $500 million in sales. This skyrocketed to $7.8 billion worth in 2021, which was by far the company's best-selling and most profitable year. Still, it's a company that makes most of its money based on its customers' transactions, and these are going to fluctuate from year to year. There are still big swings here, but Coinbase's sales are up 5.5 times in the last 5 years alone. The companies also took their earnings from being negative to positive today, even though this hasn't been something that's up and to the right and it's been swinging around. Also, the business had positive cash from operations in their most recent year. Still, all three of these are up, and it's our first check of the day on metric number two. Here in our third metric, we're looking at Coinbase from the view of an individual shareholder. We want to see that their earnings per share have gone up over this time. That's been the case as they've had negative earnings in two of these 5 years, but they have positive earnings most recently in 2023. Though again, Coinbase's earnings depend on the popularity and number of cryptocurrency transactions. It's worth noting here as well that even after going public and being a public business, Coinbase has diluted existing shareholders by 16%. That's pretty big dilution in the last 3 years alone. Still, technically, this is a check on metric number three. In our fourth metric, we want growing cash flows. That's what we're going to see here out of Coinbase as they've had positive cash flows in three of the last 5 years, including 2020, 2021, and 2023. It's a similar story in that we see a big decline in 2022, but this again is another check on metric number four. So far through our first four metrics, we have three checks and only one X for Coinbase. Before we try to find out what the company is worth, do their financials look safe? We'll try to answer that in our next metric and in our bonus coming up. It's businesses with too much debt that can have the biggest risks of going bankrupt. This is why in metric number five, we want the sum of their cash from operations to be above their net debt. Fortunately for Coinbase shareholders, they've had a negative net debt position in all five of the last years. This means that they're actually sitting on a cash cushion. At the same time, the company does generate cash. Right now, they have $2 billion as a cash cushion, and in the last 5 years, Coinbase has actually brought in $3.6 billion in cash from operations. While this swings heavily from year to year, it's still a good sign for shareholders, and it's what we want to see. It's a check on metric number five. Now, why don't we check in on our bonus? As our bonus for Coinbase, we're looking at their current ratio. This is a rule of thumb the father of value investing, Ben Graham, recommended looking at for businesses. He taught that ideally you want to see a company that has a current ratio of greater than 1.5 times. What is a current ratio, you might ask? It's the ratio of a company's total current assets divided by their total current liabilities. It's a measure of a business's short-term liquidity to get itself out of a pinch in a hurry. Ideally, we want a current ratio that's greater than 1.5 times. While Coinbase has been at this in both 2019 and 2021, that was not the case in any of these other 3 years. Today, they have just around a 1 current ratio. That's below what we're looking for, so it's an X on our bonus. This may not be something you have to worry about, but it's something to keep in mind. Now, how much is Coinbase potentially worth? We'll start with the first of our valuations, which also serves as our sixth metric. It's the big one where we want Coinbase's cash from operations divided by their enterprise value to give us a risk premium compared to the 10-year treasury. While that might be a mouthful, historically we want this ratio to be above 5%. In the case of Coinbase, they bring in $717 million in cash from operations in an average year over this time. Right now, they have a $57.5 billion enterprise value, which is what we get when we add their market cap and their net debt together. This helps us look at Coinbase more like it's a private business. When we divide their average cash from operations by their enterprise value, we only get a 1.25% average yield. In their last 12 months, the company brought in $922 million in cash from operations. When that's divided by their enterprise value, it gives us a 1.6% current yield. Both of these are well down from the 5% mark we're looking for. This means it's an X on metric number six. But don't just throw the business out. You're going to want to stay for our next two valuations before you stick around for the end of the video where we get into our final fair value and rating. We're using a DCF in our second valuation. While Coinbase has been unpredictable in their past, really trading on the whims of cryptocurrency hype, this can help us smooth things out, take averages, and project this into the future. Because of their big swings, it's a pretty rough estimate for the business. Still, we'll take their average cash flows from the last 3 years and use historical assumptions to grow these into the future. We'll assume the company grows at a big 15% in each of the next 10 years, and then that's cut in half to 7.5% in the following decade. We'll also add in the company's tangible book value to give an estimate of its net worth. With those assumptions, which you need to do your own homework on, if we want a market-beating 15% rate of return, which is what Warren Buffett looks for from his investments, even then, a DCF says a fair value for Coinbase is around $100 per share. That's down more than 50% from today's stock price. While it's a crude metric, Coinbase is trading at 20 times its price to sales. Since it's been listed, they trade for a median of 6 times, and at one point in time, they traded for 1.7 times. Their multiples have expanded more than 15 times alone, even without a big change in the business. Indeed, it looks like Coinbase is well out above the value of its assets. And as a third valuation, a GF value comes in at $79 per share. That is down more than 2.5 times from Coinbase's current stock price. At one point, the company may have been pretty undervalued, but it's been a roller coaster ride for shareholders. Warren Buffett cares even more about the qualities of a business than he does its numbers. That's why we'll look at these qualities as a long and a short thesis before we get to our final fair value and rating. Starting with a long thesis, number one, Coinbase has established itself as the leading US cryptocurrency exchange, and it's established a strong reputation for security in an industry that's been filled with risk for traders. Number two, crypto prices increased sharply at the end of 2023. This led to much higher trading volume and bigger revenues for Coinbase. And number three, there's a global market for cryptocurrency. International regulatory approval may allow Coinbase to expand its operations and increase its footprint globally. But it's not all positives, and that's why we have to look at a short thesis as well. Number one, crypto markets have historically been deeply cyclical, with long periods of low prices and depressed trading volume. This adds considerable volatility to Coinbase's revenue flow. Number two, the regulatory landscape and long-term viability for crypto remains unclear, with regulators becoming more aggressive in the aftermath of the high-profile fraud and failure of FTX. And number three, the SEC has accused Coinbase of acting as an unregistered securities exchange, creating major regulatory and legal uncertainty for the firm. Now let's put everything together for Coinbase. This far in our fundamental analysis of Coinbase Global's stock ticker COIN, we learned the company goes 4 for 6 on the Select 6 analysis. They've been extremely volatile and they've grown extremely fast alongside the overall hype and popularity of crypto. The company so far as a public business has only been able to be profitable when crypto's popular. That's something really to keep in mind, as even though the company has grown their revenues, increased their profits, and currently looks like it has somewhat of a decent financial position, including $2 billion in cash on their balance sheet, they only earn average returns that are subpar, and they're not the financial fortress that you'd probably want to see in a company like this. Still, this isn't financial advice. It's not a buy or sell recommendation of any security. Use common sense and do what's right for you. When we put our three valuations together with Coinbase's qualities, today it looks like a fair value for Coinbase is around $80 per share. That's only a third of their current stock price. It's well below what analysts are targeting for the business. Still, it's more than double what Coinbase was trading at the end of 2022. Overall, Coinbase looks overvalued. Be sure to share your thoughts about Coinbase in the description, like the video, subscribe to the channel, and watch this next one.